trying to lose weight and you've hit a plateau like everybody does. I don't care if you're a master at fitness or whatnot. People hit plateaus and you're not losing weight. You want to burn fat and maybe you're not burning fat, or maybe you're just freaking bored out of your mind with your current routine. What I'm doing in this video is explain to you what you can do, a switch-up routine that I use that allow you to keep burning fat like crazy, building muscle, and losing weight if that's what you want to do. So this is basically how to take yourself out of a plateau state and into a state in which you're actually getting tremendous results like you were at the beginning of what you started. So for those who don't know, my name is Jason Clemens. You can check my website. Anything I say here will be there at jasonsteak.com. And also click like if you like the video as I'm talking. So the biggest reason for a plateau is, now there's a lot of reasons, a lot of scientific reasons that people are going to give you for a plateau. I don't care if it's weight loss. I don't care if it's burning fat. If you need to lose 20 pounds or 100 pounds, eventually somewhere along the lines is you hit a plateau. Well, it's no different with building muscle, all right, or burning fat. If I want to see six-pack abs, contrary to popular belief, even the masters run into plateaus. Now, whether they admit it or not is BS. So what do you do to correct that? Well, in my opinion, one of the single biggest reasons for a plateau is most people, believe it or not, simply get burned out with what they're actually doing. So you're doing a routine, you do it for 6 months, you do it for a year, a lot of people don't change it up, you get burned out, and when you get burned out and bored, the energy drops, the ambition drops. And isn't it true that in the beginning, when you set out with a goal, you're all excited and the results of that goal tend to happen quicker, especially in fitness. So the weight loss tends to come quicker at the beginning. Burning fat tends to come quicker at the beginning. Not always, but in many cases. One of the biggest reasons is because you're excited with what you do. So one of the biggest things that I found in order to get myself, snap myself out of that plateau, whether I want to burn fat or continue to build muscle, is to switch my routine. So let me tell you exactly what my routine is currently and what my routine has been for the past couple months. And then you'll kind of understand the methodology here of what I do. So basically, my routine is that I've been going to the gym 4 days a week. So anybody watched my videos before then, I was going to the gym 6 days a week, 5 to 6 days a week, and I take a seventh off. So that was in a different video, but for the past 2 months, it's been two times. It's been Monday, Tuesday, skipping Wednesday, been Thursday, Friday. So 4 times a week. All right. And I get my lift in on those days. So Monday is my chest and it is my back day. Tuesday would be my legs and my shoulders day. And I work some biceps in there. And then Wednesday I take off, and then basically Thursday is a repeat of Monday, only with some different exercises, and then Friday is a repeat of Tuesday with some different exercises. So that's something that really works for me, especially you guys looking to build more muscle. It's a routine that really works. It allows me to hit my body parts, my muscle groups twice each week, and then it gives me a lot of rest. Well, sometimes I get freaking really bored with it, though. So about my limit is about 2 months. And then I start to get bored, and it's almost to a T. When I get bored, the results start to decrease. Now, I don't care what people tell you. They might tell, I'll just push through it or do all this, but isn't it true that excitement generates results? And it's especially true with whatever you're doing, whatever your fitness goal is. If your fitness goal is to, I don't care if it's lose 100 pounds, get six-pack abs, to build muscle, even to improve your health, those results happen faster when you are incredibly motivated and exciting. And the way to do that is to switch it up. So 2 weeks ago, I switched up my routine, and I've done it in the past, so I just happen to know it works for me. And if any of you have a similar routine to what I do, then basically what you can do is you can simply work this in. So basically what I did is I came back and said, okay, so something about my routine that I'm getting sick of is I happen to be spending about an hour in the gym, all right? So that goes for every day. I tend to be spending about an hour in there, and it just gets mundane, and basically what I did, the number one thing I did is that I said, I'm going to go to the gym now, and I'm only going to spend 20 minutes at the gym. And instead of 4 days a week, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into that gym, and I'm going to go in there 5 days a week, all right? And I am going to work a body part each day, so chest, back, legs, shoulders, biceps, triceps, and then I throw cardio. Now, what I've done with my cardio is something a little different. So I throw my cardio at the back end of every one of those days. Now, nothing extreme, because I'm not going to be able to recover from it. So basically what I do is I take my cardio, say, on a Monday, and Monday will be my sprint day. I'll come back on Tuesday, and I'll just walk. I'll walk on an incline. Maybe Wednesday will be a Stairmaster, and Thursday will be a combo of things, and Friday will be also a combo of things with some abs. So basically in doing that, 20 minutes at the gym with about 10 minutes of cardio at the end, light now, except for Mondays, light cardio. What it does for me personally, and if you try this, I'm guessing it might do it for you, is my excitement's up because everything is very rapid when I'm in there. When I'm getting my workouts done, it's very rapid. I know I'm in and I'm out. Secondly, what it does, it keeps my heart rate up. It's a different type of a lift, all right? So it's a very quick lift, whereas in the past, I was spending an hour and doing a slower lift with necessarily heavier weights, and it's just different. Nothing wrong with that. It's just different. So some things that I've noticed in doing this is I'm excited. All right, I've done this in the past. I've been lifting for a long time. My results are up. I'm burning more fat doing it because I'm more excited. It has essentially put me into a better fat burning zone. My strength is not suffering. So I'm not necessarily going to gain a ton of strength doing it, because back when I'm in my hour lift, I'm lifting a lot heavier weights, but this is a change up and I really, really enjoy that. And also it's fun. Above all else, it's freaking fun. And if I'm having fun doing it, my results are going to be better. So regardless of what anybody might say to you about a routine that you have to do, remember, avoid exactly. If somebody tells you to do exactly this, there's no one size that fits all. The main thing that you can do when you go to the gym and you're lifting your weights and doing your cardio with the goal of losing weight, improving your health, burning fat, you want to make it fun. So if you walk in there, just because some guy is lifting for an hour and he's going slow through every single repetition and every single lift, doesn't mean you have to. You can go faster. You can make it more fun. And a lot of times what I've seen is that guy might seem to know what he's doing, but if you're having fun, your results are going to be better. So this is what I do. It's a little bit different video. If you liked it, click the like button, guys, below. I'd also love to hear from you, so leave a comment. I respond to everything.